Thank you for meeting me.
What's on your mind?
I think we may have a problem with this Nicky Staines situation.
Why? I already told Lieutenant Benson the encounter was consensual.
You don't know Benson. She believes Nicky was assaulted.
Then disabuse her of that belief.
Well, maybe I could if she wasn't convinced that you did this to get Nicky's phone.
What?
Now, she's like a dog with a bone. She thinks you were looking for info on the NYPD lawsuit or maybe the underage sex party case.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
She found out about your connection to Judge Leonard. She's not gonna let this go.
What do you want me to do?
If you have the phone, maybe you toss it. Somewhere the cops can find it. A garbage can in the neighborhood. Maybe that'll get her off the scent.
Can't control your own people?
Not her.
I think you need to relax, Bill. Nicky herself is saying the sex was consensual. She's not gonna testify. And the damn phone? Irony is, nothing about me on it.
So you have it.
What do you mean?
The phone is in your possession.
I found it on the floor of my limo. She must have dropped it. She was completely blacked out. She doesn't remember anything.
What if she does? What if Benson convinces her to testify?
It'll be taken care of.
How?
No, Nicky, no case.
What are you saying?
What's going on here? Are you wearing a wire? I'm your attorney, Bill. Not to mention, you don't want me to release that memo of yours. What's this?
You're under arrest.
Anything I said is inadmissible. Attorney-client privilege.
Well, Chief Dodds waived that privilege when he put on that wire. Plus, and you should know this, that does not apply when there's a crime fraud exception or discussion of further crime.
What crime? I was making a bad joke. Nicky Staines got into my car of her own accord. She dropped her phone. The sex was consensual.
Consensual? She was unconscious. Why? You already had the phone.
Let me tell you something. You're either a wolf in this life or a lamb. My father was a lamb. He had a shop. And every week, the wolves in my neighborhood would come and pick the shelves clean. And when there was nothing left to steal, they took my sister in a back room, and my father did nothing. You know what I learned? I'd rather run with the wolves.
If I were you, I'd shut up.
I'll be out of these cuffs in an hour.
I wouldn't be so sure. Once word gets out that you've been arrested, your friends are gonna turn on you. And nobody helps the wolf when he's bleeding.
You were right. I'm sorry.
It's over.
Yeah.
What was that memo that he was talking about?
It never went past my desk, and it never will.
That's not an answer.
I'll give you a copy.